In 1979, a trunk was found in an old home in Sacramento. In this episode of Ricky's Historical Tidbits, I share with you the interesting history of a young girl named May Hollister Woolsey.
This is Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast, a show about the history of Northern California. Sure, people know about the mining, people know about 1849, and everybody knows the name James Marshall. But there's a lot more to talk about. Just the juicy history right here in NorCal alone. You ever heard of Snowshoe Thompson, J. Parker Whitney, Horatio Gates Livermore? The list could go on forever. And that's what this podcast is here to do. It's about preserving and showcasing the amazing history in NorCal. All the stories and entertainment right here. This is Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast. And this is Ricky Mortensen.
Real quick, I want to tell you about the Tuttle Twins books. Maybe you noticed over the past few years that our public school system is teaching your children anti-American values, incorrect history, and raising up young activists rather than actually teaching. Most teachers are wonderful people, but they're unable to teach kids. They're made to indoctrinate kids instead. Remember, public school is a government school. Is the government good at being in charge of anything? And yet your children are under the care of old Uncle Sam more than they are with you at the end of the day. If you can't homeschool your kids, you need to make sure you're involved in your kids' education. If you have values, you need to teach those values because the government does not have the same values as you. Check out the Tuttle Twins books. Head on over to TuttleTwinsTidbits.com.
You're listening to Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast. Here's your host, Ricky Mortensen.
It was 1979. A man named Ed Duffy, a carpenter, had bought an old home in Sacramento and was working on fixing it up. Under the staircase, he happened upon an old trunk, and when he opened it, he was astonished at what he found. Inside the trunk was over 600 items. Some were pictures, some newspaper clippings, some clothes, some marbles, dolls, a hand fan, sketchbook, cards, school books, among other things. Duffy then contacted a museum guy who checked it out and found this trunk was from the Woolsey family. The stuff inside had to do with a young girl who had died at just 12 years old named May Hollister Woolsey. The Woolsey family was fairly upper class within the Sacramento area. They knew the Crockers, the people behind the Crocker Art Museum in downtown Sac. Daddy Woolsey's name was Luther. He was from New York. His family ran the Woolsey Wheel Company in Sandusky, Ohio. One day, he decided to come to Sacramento and worked in the railroad industry, starting as a machinist. He bought the house where the trunk was found in 1866. Unfortunately for us, not much is known about the family. Even less is known about May. She seemed to like to draw. She had dolls and likely played with the marbles that were found in the trunk. She may have been a reader, given all the books in the trunk, and she probably enjoyed little hobbies like sewing and quilting, since there were quite a bit of quilting squares found. May Woolsey's cause of death is not certain either. Some sources say that she died of the flu. Some say she got measles, which brought about encephalitis. Or she got a bug bite and caught encephalitis from that. Either way, it was a fairly sudden thing. Within just a couple days, healthy to deceased. Now, this was the late 1800s. She died in September of 1879. So this was the middle of the Victorian era. So this is the period where death in the spirit world became very popular. Satanic things like seances and mediums were extremely popular and captured the attention of grief-stricken people. One grief-stricken person was Mary Woolsey, May's mother. She could not believe her daughter was dead. It happened so suddenly, there was no way to prepare for such a thing. The family announced May's death in the Daily Bee, saying, quote, "Died in this city, September 21st. May Hollister, only daughter of Luther S. and Mary E. Woolsey. Aged 12 years, 10 months, 8 days. Friends and acquaintances are respectfully invited to attend the funeral, which will take place from the residence of the parents tomorrow, 3 o'clock. The next day after the funeral, the evening newspaper went out, and in it was an ad for a medium. And if you don't know what a medium is, it's someone who claims to have the ability to speak to the dead and will perform this feat for a fee. Now, Mary paid the medium, and we don't know how often she went, but I would imagine she went quite a bit, but we simply don't know. This letter was mentioned in the newspaper when the trunk was found, but nowadays is said to be untrue. The medium wrote this letter claiming it to be from May.
Dear Ma, I am so happy as I did write to you and say I was happy. Now, Mama dear, do not weep for me. I am not dead, only gone to wait for your coming. Oh, what pleasure there is in spirit life. No one can tell an everlasting life of pleasure where we know no sorrow. You will outlive this. Your mission on earth is not done yet. From your darling May.
Of course, things like this lead to ghost stories, and there are some. Some say that after the trunk was opened within the house, you would randomly hear screams, and things would either go missing or fly across the room. And of course, some people say that you can feel her presence at the gravesite. Today, her trunk and some of the stuff inside is on display in the Sacramento History Museum up in Old Sac on the second floor. And I just have to mention this. Think of it like a PSA. If you've lost someone, know that you cannot contact them from beyond the grave. It is a simple fact in life. When a person dies, they will either go to one of two places. For those that have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ by faith will go to heaven. Those that haven't will go to hell. It's that simple. And you cannot talk to them. For one, it's impossible. It's also called necromancy, which is satanic. When you go to a medium or a seance, you don't talk to the dead. You're talking to a demonic spirit who is pretending to be your loved one. Same thing goes for ghosts. You aren't seeing or feeling the dead. You're playing with devils. But this is a history show, so I'll leave it at that. But I just had to make that point. May Woolsey was a little girl of 12 years old. She died in the 1870s. And a time capsule full of a bunch of her things were found in 1979, little over 100 years after she died. We don't know much about the family, but we do know that May was the only child that we know of, though I did find some sources that said that Luther had a grandchild, which would mean that he must have had another son or daughter, or maybe he had a previous marriage. I also found some sources saying that this was their only daughter. But again, I could not find any potential brother anywhere. Parents, Luther and Mary, were semi-upper-class people in their day. Luther was a railroad man who came from a family that ran the Woolsey Wheel Company in Sandusky, Ohio. That factory burned down in 1902. Mary and Luther are both buried in Sacramento right next to May, so it's unlikely that they left Sacramento. Luther died in his 80s, Mary died in her 60s, May died at 12. When she died, her mom was about 47 years old, and her dad was about 50. To know who May was, you would have to use your imagination. Think of a little girl who went to school, sewed, played marbles, and liked to draw.
You've been listening to Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast. When you go to school and study history, they give you dates, they give you some names, and that's about it. But there's a lot more to California history, and that's where this show comes in. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show, and we hope you were entertained. And we'll be back soon, but in the meantime, hook up with us on Twitter and Instagram at @busy_Ricky. Find us on Facebook at Ricky's Historical Tidbits. Till next time, this is Ricky's Historical Tidbits Podcast, signing off.